Blog Talk Radio.
We believe. We believe, Lord.
Thank you.
That's it right there. Believing for it. Just believe the word of God above everything. Hallelujah. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. So happy to have you all. Thank you so much, Pastor. I don't even want to give time to that. That's just, but thank you, Pastor, for letting me know you couldn't hear. And I'm going to ask you at this time, while I'm working on this system, if you'll give us a word of prayer, and I'll be right back.
Amen, amen. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. We have to believe God at his word. Amen. Whatever yes. God says, that's what we believe. Amen.
Yes.
Scripture coming from Psalms 91 and verse 11. For he will give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we're giving you thanks for another day. We thank you, Lord, that we're able to be on the word at noon and to just come together, Father God. Lord, we ask that you will continue to bless our pastor, Father God, strengthen him, guide him, and direct him, Father God. And we are praying for complete, total healing, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're praying for our listeners, those that are listening by internet, those who have called in. We know you're a way maker out of no way, Father God, and there is nothing, nothing impossible for you. Father God, we ask that you would be with all those who are sick and shut in, ask us to keep them lifted up in prayer. Be with those who are bereaved and going through, Father God. We know you're a way maker out of no way. We're praying for the family, Father God, of the football player and also the football player, Father God. Lord, touch in the name of Jesus, Father God, and let your will be done. Lord, be with all of us, Father God. May we open up our hearts to receive the word today, Father God, so that we can share this word with others, Father God. Bless each and every one, Father, and use our pastor mightily. We ask it all. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you so much, Pastor. I appreciate the prayer. We're just going to have to believe for it, brothers and sisters. I said yesterday, if you're not going to believe, then don't pray. And if you're going to pray, because you got to think about this now, if you're going to believe for it, when you pray, then you don't have to worry. But if you're going to worry, you're going to pray. I mean, it's about that simple. But anyway, there's a lot of things going on right now. But thank you so much, Pastor, for that. I keep on wanting to talk about the Word of God being the final authority. And we're going to get there. But God keep telling me that is all tying in with what he gave me today. What he gave me today, and I want y'all to hear this, what he gave me today was awesome, man. I guess I could start with, because just when I think about authority, I think about power. So
amen.
Today we will talk about the reason you want to trust God's authority. Trust in God's plan. See, that goes right back from last week. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Forget your plan. Toss your plan. And then accept God's plan. He got a better plan for you. Better plan. Find better plan. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
You don't believe it? I give you a quiz test right now and prove who woke you up.
Yeah.
Who came to see about you? When you couldn't call on nobody. You don't want to take this test. I know you don't. Because if you do, you'll pass it. You know who you've been trusting in.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about giving the word of God. Because see, when you give the word being the final authority, it's saying God has the final authority. But you have to say that like that. You can't just say it and then say it. You got to say it and believe it and know it. And then you have something to stand on. Because, see, that's where your faith is at, is in the Word of God.
Amen.
See? So in Romans 13, this will not be our foundational scripture, unless the Lord say. We're still talking about the Word of God being the final authority. So when he says trust in the Lord with all your heart, you're talking about God's authority. That's what we're talking about here. So when we look at Romans 13 and 1, what we read too as well, it reads like this. I read out of King James. Pastor, you can read it out of whatever scripture you like, maybe King James or whatever. It says, let every soul be subject unto the higher power. For there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resists the power, resists the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. Woo! Hallelujah.
Ooh, have mercy, have mercy. Amen, amen. Send the Message Bible, Romans 13, verses 1 and 2. Be a citizen. Governments are under God. Insofar as there is peace and order, it's God's order. So live responsibly as a citizen. If you're responsible to the state, then you're irresponsible with God, and God will hold you responsible. Amen, amen.
Amen. So if you're going to submit, or if you're going to respect the authority of God, you're going to have to go to the Word of God. Which the Word of God says in 2 Corinthians 5 and 7, we walk by faith and not by sight. See? Because without faith, you can't please God. Aside from faith, you can't please God. So if you want to give God a plan to work in your life, you have to hear what the Word of God says. The Bible says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. But that's Romans 10:17. Mm-hmm. But here's the scripture. And see, God's will is his word. In First John 5:14-15. I'm gonna read this. First John. But I tell you, when I tell y'all the devil don't want this to go forth, trust me. He's doing everything he can to keep it from going forth. But we're going to persevere. We're going to believe for it. 1 John 5:14-15. Pastor, read that.
A reading from the King James, 1 John 5:14-15. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he will hear us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him. Amen, amen. Praise God. From the Message Bible.
And 15 past.
Yes, Pastor. You said
okay.
5. Mm-hmm. Okay, and from the Message Bible. and how bold and free we then become in his presence, freely asking according to his will, sure that he's listening. And if we're confident that he's listening, we know that what we ask for is as good as ours. Amen.
Yeah, because all authority is in his hand. All power
Amen.
Is in his hand. So what we do probably today and maybe next couple of days, and I'm just going to be led, but God is putting in my spirit about the benefit of trusting his authority.
Mm-hmm.
Give all your trust to God.
Mm-hmm.
And based on the word of God, okay? Let it be based on the word of God.
Amen.
He said, be still. Well, why should you be still? I can give you several reasons. Be still and wait on the Lord or to see his salvation. I can give you all kind of reasons. But just let me say this. God will fight for you when you're
Thank
still.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
The Bible says he'll still the enemy. If you'll just be still, because you can trust him with your whole heart.
Mm.
You can trust God.
Hallelujah.
Remember, it was God who had blessed you. Let's not forget that one. It's God who had blessed you.
Thank you, Lord.
It's his ability to provide everything you need. It's like that's his job.
Mm-hmm.
Provision
Thank
for you.
You.
Provision for me.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
Reason after reason, you can trust him. Do I need to tell you he created the universe and everything in it? See, God's plan for your life is good. Can I say that one? Do I need to go to the scripture? I said God's plan for your life is good. Remember over there in Romans 8:28? You remember that, right? That he's working all things together for your good. You haven't forgotten that one, have you? No, you haven't.
Hmm.
So, you know, he got a good plan for you.
Yeah. Amen.
And guess what? When you call on him, you can find him.
Yeah. Amen.
See, I'm trying. Brother, sister, let me tell you. 7 daily steps to trusting the Lord with all your heart. Now I want y'all to hear this. First, don't depend on you.
All right.
Y'all didn't hear that. Let me say that again. First, number one, don't depend on you. Don't lean to your own understanding. Don't depend on you.
Mm-hmm.
See, we're living in a world where trust must be earned and seem to be in short supplies right now.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Secondly, cry out to God. Talk to him. I promise you. And then I like this next one. It's like run from evil. Go boogity, boogity, boogity. Run from evil. God
right.
first in your life by putting the word first in your life.
Mm-hmm.
I want everybody to do me a favor. Make your checklist. Make you a checklist,
mm-hmm.
okay? And it's going to be, you're going to check yourself against the word of God. Every time you get ready to do something, you want to make sure you consulted God about it. You trust him with it, You know, it's like, okay, Lord, what you got to say about this? Just like I would say, Pastor, what would you, like, I want bacon and eggs for breakfast. But since I'm going to put Pastor in authority here, Pastor, what would you like for breakfast?
Mm-hmm. All right.
She might say bacon and eggs, too. Bam. That's what I'm trying to tell you, brothers and sisters. Trust God. He know your heart. So you take that check and you begin to check yourself by God's word.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Say that.
Yeah. And check yourself by God's word. Then listen to the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm supposed to be proper. My bad. The Holy Spirit. That Holy Ghost bothers folks.
Have mercy.
Because, you know, a ghost is something you can't see. And maybe we need to go back there because there's so many of these different spirits.
Come on now, say it.
Then start listening to the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Then rest in the Word of God. Since the Word of God is going to be the final authority, rest in it. See, I'm just telling you reasons before we get into this. I want you to know. I mean, I could tell you why it's so difficult to trust God. Then I'm going to have to go back to the scripture we had last week in the book of Mark, the 4th chapter. See, the cares of this world will choke that word, and you can't let it be the final authority because you care more about the world than you do the Word of God.
Have mercy.
Now, that's why it's so difficult. And the world, now, I'm going to make some people angry right now, but I'm going to tell you right now, brothers and sisters, you have to put the Word of God above everything. It has to be the final authority over your feelings, over your fears, over your husband, your wife, your children, your grandchildren, your boss. The Word of God has to be the final authority.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And you got to know that God has provision for you.
Yeah.
You don't do it just one day a week or 2 days a week. No, that's your daily devotion. You put that on your checklist right there. Go ahead and put it. Check. This is what I do daily. I check myself against the Word of God.
Amen.
If you get a chance, read that Thompson Bible, Nelson, where it's 66 reasons to trust God. Get a chance, read. But, I mean, some of y'all don't even need that book. Some of you got enough reason right now. You're living, aren't you?
All right.
You know where you came from.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know how you got there. Some of you trust God 100%. Yeah. You just walking. See, that's where faith comes in at.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Let me tell you, we have to trust God when it's impossible. You have to trust God when it's not popular. That's what I love about Evangelist Renee. It wasn't popular when she was trusting God. That wasn't possible. Popular. It wasn't popular. They say, well, you know what? I'm trusting the Word of God. He's going to heal me. That wasn't popular. It wasn't popular to her. But she had to elbow her way. She pushed her way. She talked her way. She did all of that because she had to say, by his stripes, I'm healed. That's the last thing the devil wants you to do is trust God. The Lord told me the other day, and I'm going to go back to this scripture. The Lord told me the other day, he says, the miracle comes in the storm.
All right.
Now, that's a message. Yes. The miracle is in the storm.
Mm-hmm.
See, you can't see God's miracle until you see the storm. Once you see the storm, then you can see a miracle.
All right.
Yeah, I know Jesus told him, so y'all, we're going to the other side, and he went on in there, and he went to sleep. But the storm came.
Come on, say that.
Begin to raise and the water and hitting the boat and folk being thrown from one end to the other. Storm is out of here. Clouds are dark and somebody gotten so afraid until they said, go wake up Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing
yes,
to know
did.
Where the miracle worker is at. So they woke up Jesus in the middle of the storm. They didn't try to handle it themselves, but they knew that they was in the storm, so they recognized that, and they knew where the miracle was at.
Amen. Amen.
See, sometimes we don't want to recognize that we got issues or we got problems. It's a storm there.
Yeah, yeah.
There's some things out of our control. You got to know who to call on. Wake him up. No matter. Wake him up.
Hallelujah.
Tell him to come over here to my house. Lord, I need you over here now. I know you've been over there to Pastor Bill. You've been over there, Evangelist Renee. And you've been over there, Sister Ursula. You've been over there, Brother Robinson. I need you here today. Wake him up. Wake him up.
Hallelujah.
See, you won't see your miracle until you wake him up. Preach. I'm trying to do the best I can.
Come on now. Amen.
See, you're in the storm, and you're trying to look at Evangelist Renee. No.
Come on, say it.
It's your storm, and you need to talk to Jesus just like she did or just like the disciples. They said, Jesus, and you don't care we perish. Boy, isn't that something to say to the Lord? So you don't care about me?
Yes, it is.
I'm talking to you. You going to let me die?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Lord.
But that's hard. That's just hard, Gresham. I mean, when you hear something like that, that just bogs your heart. When one of your children says, Mama, you don't care about me, Mama. You can die, you're going to let me just die.
Amherst.
You be like that woman did the other day. She jumped over benches, pews, trying to get to her son laying down there on the ground. So when Jesus heard they cried, I know Jesus said, oh, you're a little faith, and I get all of that, brother and sister, but I want you to know they knew that there was a storm, and they knew that Jesus was the miracle in the storm. That's what I'm saying. You can trust him.
Yeah.
You got to trust his authority. So when Romans, I was in Romans 13 says, and 1, that's where all the power came from. But it's not for everybody. It's for whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ. They're the ones that are born of God. And everyone that's born of God, God loved them.
Yeah.
See, so when you love the word of God, you're going to call on them. I dare you right now. You're going to call on who you love.
Amen.
You can call on who can help you.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to, if I could preach right, I'd preach this thing right now. Because I'll tell you, man, you know who to call on when you're hurting. You out there, you know who to call on. You call on mama. Mm-hmm. You call on daddy.
All right. Say it.
You know who will wipe your tears away. You know who will dust off the dirt. You know who will put you in their arms. You know who to call on.
Amen.
And you that have been sanctified and set apart, you know how to call on God.
Yeah.
You already know.
Because
you put faith in him. Trust me.
Yeah. Amen.
Hallelujah. We went over a few minutes. That's right. I should just go here and preach about 3 hours to show the devil he ain't doing nothing and let it hit the end.
Amen.
But we're at that point where if anybody have anything to say, but like I said, we're going to get into you got to believe God with your heart, man. That's all too. When he said trust him with your whole heart, you got to learn to believe with that word. The word of God has to be the final authority. And it happens by us believing that, the word of God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Even just believing on the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
Right, John. Anyway, we're at that point where if anybody have any comments or something you want to share, or scripture or whatever, just press one or we'll let you in. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, Pastor, I just wanted to read Romans 13:1-2 from the New Living Translation. It says respect for authority. And then those two verses says everyone must submit to the government. Everyone must submit to governing authorities, for all authority come from God. And those in position of authority have been placed there by God. So anyone who rebels against authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and they will be punished. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, I don't know how you're going to submit to worldly authority when you can't submit to God's authority.
Amen.
The authority comes from God. You hear people talking about, oh, I'm praying to the power to be. Well, do you know who brought the power? But there is no power but of God, the power that are ordained of God. People give me the power to be. Well, the Bible says that it's in the power to be. God did it. God did it. He had all authority.
Yeah. Amen.
So we need to submit and be subject to the higher power. For there is no power but of God. So when you talk about the power to be, it came from God.
That's right.
And when you resist God's power, then you're resisting God. Let's be responsible, brothers and sisters. Let's respect the word of God. Really respect his authority.
Yeah. Amen.
His power. His plan. That's what I like. I like the fact that his plan. God's plan is so much better than that. But we'll get into it probably even tomorrow. We may even have to cancel unless somebody want to just, have to be thankful. Yeah, you had to get on here early because God, he got the best government going on. He got the best authority that he is.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. When I think about his authority, a lot of things come to mind. I know who I want to counsel me.
Amen.
But I want to, know that God has shown us, and I could go on and on and on. I'm gonna tell you, I really could. But when I think about the word of God giving us authority to be righteous, that comes from God. Man will not give you the authority to be righteous.
Amen.
That authority came from God. Now, if you don't believe it, go and tell your neighbor, somebody go back to one of them old friends, you know, and you tell them, "Oh, I'm the righteousness of God." They're gonna look at you like you're crazy.
All right.
Now, if you ask them, say, "Let me tell you where I got it from." Said, "God's word gave me the authority to be righteous. I read over there in 2 Corinthians 5:21. He made him who knew no sin to be my sin, and then I could have his righteousness. So I'm righteous, and that's my authority right there. It's in black and white."
Amen.
I got
hope.
Isn't that good?
Awesome. Yes, it is. Yeah.
Yeah, you have the right to operate in your authority.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, anyone else? Because y'all know how I am. I get carried away. I be way over here and over there. Some folks say, "You know what, Pastor?" But I say, "Well, hey, if you're following the Spirit, you'll keep up."
All right. All right.
Yeah. This journey here, if you're going to follow this journey, you're going to have to follow the Spirit.
Yeah. The Holy Spirit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Well, I sure appreciate having Pastor back. Anyone else?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Okay. Well, we'll see you all on tomorrow for the Word at Noon.
That's